Greetings, magnificent souls, to the Lily Bewley podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is your host, Lily Bewley, and I'm honored to have conversations here with thought leaders, visionaries, healers, and even solo conversations with myself about things I am currently reflecting on. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our emotional trauma, allowing ourselves to be healthy, be happy, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us. And because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our jobs, our unhappiness, we have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls, and these are our stories of healing. Today in episode 155, I welcome Rachel Smith to the show to chat about natural health rising. And before we get into the show, don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode or anything you would like me to cover on future podcasts by dropping me a DM on Instagram. Remember, it is a safe place and I would welcome the discussion. And also a request, if you are enjoying the show, please rate and share and review so we can get the word out to more and more souls who want to heal. And now on to today's episode. Rachel Smith is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner who has been studying and working in health and wellness for over 7 years. She founded her company Natural Health Rising after overcoming Hashimoto's thyroiditis by using functional medicine and holistic health practices. Rachel is on a mission to help as many people as possible rise to their healthiest and happiest selves. Please enjoy this conversation with my friend, Rachel Smith. All right, Rachel, welcome to the show. We may or may not have had a really connective crying sesh before we got on here, and that's okay. Welcome to the show. This is long overdue, and I want to introduce you to my audience. Everyone, this is Rachel Smith. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And yes, it's very long overdue, and I think that's the first time I have cried. Right before a podcast with a host.
You know what?
It was a good cry.
Yeah. You know what that means is that this is going to be really good and connective and that we're in the sphere of where we need to be with each other. So I'm excited today. I've never had anyone that is a functional medicine practitioner on the show. I've always kind of stayed in my lane of emotions, of trauma, mindset, all of that stuff. So this is going to be fun and it's going to be interesting. And I want to talk a little bit probably too about my journey and my story, but I would love to for you to start with yours. What you've been practicing for 7 years in your practice. What brought you here and what's your journey with helping people live healthier lives?
Yeah, I'll try and keep it short as possible. When I was a kid, I was very sick. My whole childhood, I always was in and out of hospitals. My mom thought it was just take me to the emergency room. I would have stomach pains and all sorts of lung issues as well. Hospitalized for pneumonia many times, was always having migraines and all of these stomach issues. And it just became super normal for me. And I lived that way until I was in high school. And I also wound up developing what the doctors said was athlete's asthma. So I was doing sports and then it would be hard for me to breathe. So that was another add-on to the symptoms as I got older. And then somewhere around like age 18 or 19, I think I stopped eating dairy and it was like an experimental thing for me to do. And when I stopped eating dairy, well, the stomach pains went away, the athlete's asthma magically went away. And I started to understand that there was some sort of relationship between dietary changes and other lifestyle changes and my health. But I still continued to actually get worse despite a couple of those symptoms getting better. I still, I had heart palpitations that started developing where my heart would just go from normal to like 170 beats per minute. Massive fatigue to the point where I started falling asleep in my classes in college. Mm-hmm. My hair was falling out. I didn't have my menstrual cycle for about 2 years. And so this just progressively got worse and worse and worse until I was, I believe I was like 22, almost 23. And I was admitted to the hospital in the middle of the night for heart palpitations. And the doctors thought that maybe I had an electrical issue with my heart. So they insisted on doing exploratory heart surgery. And that was extremely traumatic. I actually woke up from that surgery, like my body was shaking and I was in intense fear. Mm. And they didn't find anything wrong because there wasn't an electrical issue. There wound up being an autoimmune disease that got discovered when I finally let go of conventional medicine and then transferred over to using functional medicine and holistic health. And I can talk more about like the reasons of also why I was sick, because this might relate to your audience about trauma and other things that are linked to a lot of the things that I was experiencing. But once I got that autoimmune diagnosis and I started changing my diet and lifestyle and, also implemented a lot of healing practices that I know you talk about with your listeners, mm-hmm. then my autoimmune symptoms actually all eventually went away. And that was really inspiring for me to go back to school and help other people heal from similar issues that I had.
Mm. Wow. So from the get, it seems like you said like you were in and out of hospitals. You were even looking at changing your diet in your teens. So this mm-hmm. has been like it's been a journey. It seems like it's been a journey. Yes. So the autoimmune diseases are, can you give us like the audience, like a little bit of idea of like what these are and why they happen? I don't know if you want to go that route.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So an autoimmune disease, and they are becoming more and more prevalent for a variety of reasons, which I can talk about later. But essentially the immune system, which is supposed to be normally attacking pathogens or things, you know, foreign invaders in the body. You have a cold or a virus, something comes into your body, your immune system attacks that and eventually kills it off and protects you. And then your immune system goes back to normal function. Mm-hmm. With an autoimmune disease, it's pretty much hyperactive all the time. And instead of just attacking those foreign invaders, like those viruses, it starts to attack the tissues. And so that's where, depending upon what tissue is being attacked in the body, is where we get the name for the autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, or maybe some people have heard of rheumatoid arthritis, where people have joint pain and inflammation. That's an autoimmune disease where the immune system is attacking the joints. I have Hashimoto's, which is a thyroid autoimmune disease. So if my immune system is pretty much pissed off, it starts to attack my thyroid and so on and so forth. And there are over 100 different autoimmune diseases mm-hmm. now.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the root causes of that you see in people that causes the autoimmune diseases?
Mm-hmm. It is normally never one single thing. It's normally mm-hmm. a combination of the things that I'll talk about. So one is diet. There definitely can be certain foods that are more inflammatory to the body. The second is going to be the gut. So leaky guts or any kinds of infections that maybe a parasite or an overgrowth of certain bacteria can wind up in the gut. And this is a trigger for autoimmune diseases. Pretty much everybody who has an autoimmune disease has something going on in their gut. Mm. Trauma and stress is actually a major trigger. Most people I talk to, they think that they were doing pretty good until they went through a divorce, until somebody in their family died, until, you know, something like that was a major trigger for their disease to manifest. Or maybe they even grew up in a very stressful and traumatic environment. And this greatly increases the risk of mm-hmm. not only autoimmune diseases, but numerous health problems like diabetes, heart disease, cancer, mental illness, all sorts of different things.
Yeah, totally.
Go ahead. Yeah. And then we also have the genetic component, which is pretty small, to be honest. A lot of people think that our genetics determine the rest of our lives. Like if your mom has rheumatoid arthritis, you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. This is not true. That is the genetic thought process. But with epigenetics, we know that the environment that you put yourself in and also the things you put in your body, the lifestyle you live, is actually going to determine whether or not you make that gene manifest, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And another piece, the last one, would be environmental toxins. So this could be something like living in a moldy house or being exposed to heavy metals. This is something that was a part of my story as well, as a like a mercury toxicity. So maybe we're consuming loads of tuna or fish or something. So there's a lot of different environmental triggers as well.
Got it. Okay. So tell me, I think the thing I like most about what you do is that you've actually walked, you know, you've walked, and that's what, you know, what I love about what I do too, is I've actually walked the journey. Like I've actually, you know, done the healing, come out on the other side, at least like, you know, to a level where I'm sustainable and I'm like living a happy life and everything like that. And I think that for me, I think that's what makes it really hard to go to the doctor, to be honest, is because it just feels like a detachment from my situation and what's happening inside. Obviously, like there's a ton of stuff. Like there was like you just listed like six or seven things that could factor into what's happening in our bodies, right? So it's probably very hard just to be very like prescriptive about, oh, this is what's happening. So I just want to say that, like, you know, I just love what you do because you've been there and you've walked the path. And you also, I don't know, do you normally share that you were in med school or no? Or is that like low-key?
if we could talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like why? So tell everybody, like, you were in med school and then what happened to changing to functional medicine?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, it was very situational at the time. So I was working in corporate America when I was super sick. Mm-hmm. I thought I had my dream job in healthcare administration, which I did. I could have climbed the corporate ladder and made a lot of money that way.
Mm-hmm.
But was in the rat race that way. Mm-hmm. And then when I went back to school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do exactly. I knew I wanted to help people, but I didn't know what that path looked like. And so I went back for a second bachelor's degree, got admitted into medical school, and well, it was actually during COVID. So it was a time where things were very strange and it was very stressful. And there were a lot of limitations that I realized were going to hold me back from helping as many people as possible. So because right now with the way that I practice, I actually have clients in Europe and Canada and the US. Like I don't have boundaries because I don't have a medical license. If I had a medical license, I would be bound to maybe the state of Arizona if I decided to stay there. So that was part of it. And it was a very restrictive and stressful lifestyle being in medical school.
Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. I will say, okay, from a personal perspective, we've been friends for a really long time, really good friends for a really long time. And there is a part of me that really, and the reason I'm talking about this is because I know, because I connect with my listeners. So I know a lot of you out there are like me. So I want to just put this out here and see where this goes. There was a part of me that was blocked with, you know, like all of those things that you just listed, to me feels in my body, even today, even though I am taking much better care of myself, even though, you know, like I'm living, like almost nothing in my life is really, really hard or traumatic, which is amazing. Like, thank God for that. It's because all the work that I've done on myself. But like even all that stuff that you listed in my body feels like so much weight. It feels like, you know, how am I supposed to find out what's, you know, what's quote unquote wrong with me? How am I, you know, there's so many different factors and somebody's telling me this and somebody's telling me that. You can scroll to through TikTok and like find, you know, the, you know, different answers to the same question, or however you guys get your same on Google, what, however you guys get your information. I don't get my information from TikTok, but I know you guys do that. So, the biggest thing for me is that it's such a big concept, right? And I didn't like, I really didn't look into this until I started to really love myself enough to care. Even like, and you and I have been friends for so long. Like, of course I follow you on social media. You gave all these really amazing tips and everything like that, but I never really felt like, number one, that I could care enough to, you know, maybe use essential oils instead of candles or something like that. Like something so small felt like such a big thing for me to do. So I guess what I comes to the question of, if someone is like that and it's feeling like there's too much shit going on in the world, like I can't control everything, you know, what's like a mindset shift that you can help people try to help themselves when it comes to something like what you do? Because it is so holistic, but holistic can also be very scary, especially if we've had, you know, a lot of trauma in the past where I don't want to take on another fucking project, you know? I don't know. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that? Anything coming up for you?
This can go so many ways. This is a big question.
It is a big question.
I'm probably going to dissect it a few different ways. So from my perspective, a lot of the people who wind up working with me have a very similar path that I walked, where it was like, and I'm sure just like you, right? You're going to attract people who had a similar story in a sense. And so my clients have been through the freaking ringer. Like they have tried everything already. They tried all the things on TikTok. They've been to 50 different doctors. They're so exhausted. They're sick of the way that they feel and they don't want to do it anymore. And when we work together, since everything I do is super holistic and very supportive, and I'm able to guide them properly and we do lab testing and figure out what's going on, they are able to stay on track. They're very motivated because of their why, because they have such a strong reason for wanting to get better, right? They're so sick that they're still holding on. They can see the light. They're like, but I want to see my grandkids grow up, but I want to do this. I still want to travel the world. And so there's like, you have to have that big broad goal, and sometimes we let ourselves get to this really shitty point before we decide to make these big changes. So unfortunately, sometimes we go to like our wit's end before we decide to make all of these crazy lifestyle changes. So that's like one population. Now if you're somebody who maybe you don't have a ton of problems going on and you're seeing some of these tips, like, yeah, why should I care about my essential oils versus candles? Well, I think that a lot of people miss this tiny little signs and symptoms that eventually lead up to that point of the other population I'm talking about. So for example, there's a lot of things that in our society we think are quote unquote normal because we've normalized them a lot. So then we ignore those signs and symptoms. This could be something as simple as a woman having cramps on her period. We don't need to have cramps on our period when we menstruate. We can actually have a cramp-free, pretty easygoing period. But since that is so common for many women, we just think, oh, this is fine. And using your example of the candles and the fragrances and all that stuff, well, candles can disrupt our hormones. And that can eventually play a role in the menstrual cycle and the cramping and things. So when you start to like see these little tiny symptoms coming up, these things can start to snowball over time until you get to that place where you're like, oh shit, I wish that I had done all of those other changes before, but now I have to do them. So if you start to, I would encourage people to actually listen to their body as much as possible and try to start listening to those little taps that are happening before they turn into like screams. And that could be the PMS. That could be a little headache here or there, a little bit of an afternoon slump or fatigue, a little bit of an eczema outbreak, like these small things like, oh, this is okay. Mm. Oh, this, oh, whatever. I'll just go to the dermatologist. I'll just do this. But it eventually will add up over time.
Mm. Well, you're talking to a an avoidant over here. So I'm just saying, uh-huh. I'll just ignore them and they'll go away. So because it does seem, I mean, like it seems like, you know, and then there's this other part that comes up with me about this stuff, and which is like there's this need kind of to be perfect in a way, like I don't know, it just seems although like I, you and I haven't talked about this, but I've made a lot of changes in the last year about my, you know, my environment, in particular, the products that I use. You know, I'm almost, you'll be proud of me, but I'm like almost making everything at home now.
Nice.
You know, and I think the thing for me, like I said before, is I didn't really love myself enough to make these small changes. It kind of felt like the crash diet thing, that I had gone through this cycle like again and again and again, like, oh, I'm going to start again on Monday. And I started again on Monday, like a million times in my life. But it felt like that these kind of changes or these ways of kind of listening to my body was something that I like, that I just needed to dive into. And it just felt like a lot. So thank you for, you know, go ahead.
No, yeah, I have some comments.
Yeah,
Things came up. So for someone who maybe is a little bit more avoidant and these things sound overwhelming, one, I would say find a strong why, like I talked about. Like if you're like, oh, I'm kind of curious about doing those things, can you find a why, like a good reason, something to look forward to in your future of having babies or seeing your grandchildren, traveling the world, those types of strong things that you can go back to anytime you want to give up on something. Then I would say take tiny, tiny baby steps, right? If you like the essential oils things, we're like, oh, I want to get into these essential oils, but also Rachel says to change my diet. Oh wait, she also said to get sunshine and then she said to sleep well. Well, let's just take a step back and pick like one thing for you to do per month or at a pace that feels comfortable for you, because it's either you do baby steps or you will probably keep avoiding that thing and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing I would say is to not get obsessed with healing. I definitely did that. Like I was so hyper obsessed with all of these things for years because of where I was previously. And that can be very detrimental, because then you start thinking that everything is bad and you can't have a good life. And it can put a lot more stress on the body. Mm. So I would say to still allow yourself to live your life. And sometimes we can choose things that are bad for us and almost have like a balance. Mm-hmm. So for example, let's say you eat 100% clean diet and you get sunshine every day and you sleep well, but you have this like love for coffee, like Starbucks coffee or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, I know it's not that good, but I do all these other things amazing. Is this the one thing that I can allow myself to still have a little bit of this balance in my life? And I think that's perfectly fine. I don't think that anybody needs to be a purist. I think that that is where we get very obsessive. And to a certain point, it's like, are we really enjoying our lives anymore?
Yeah, I could definitely see that it would cause more stress. And I think that's what part of me, you know, catches on to. Yeah. And it sounds like also, you know, having, you know, the emotional components of like being more compassionate with yourself, like, you know, take the baby steps. It's amazing. And something that also correlates with my journey is that is the why piece that we haven't talked about this before, but that definitely, you know, with my current partnership, we definitely have some shared goals, you know, when it comes to family and, you know, our next step and everything like that. So that's definitely, that is something that I haven't really articulated, I don't think, until now. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. When you think about making a healthy baby, right? It's like, mm-hmm. what things do I want to provide for that? Something that I've been thinking about lately is like, how well can I prepare my body for those things?
Yeah, 100%. That's great. That is good. Okay. So what are some misconceptions that you see about just in general, about like what you do about, you know, I think we've covered a few, maybe like, maybe not stressing about completely healing 100%. I thought that was a really good one. What kind of misconceptions are good that you see that you can talk to the audience about?
Sure. So one of the biggest misconceptions would be that there's not a cure for autoimmune diseases or certain health problems. I'm not saying that functional medicine, quote unquote, cures things. We're not really supposed to say, oh, we're going to cure your autoimmune disease. But I can give you hundreds of case studies, including myself, of people who have gotten their autoimmune diseases to a place where they're 100% controlled and no symptoms are coming up and they're not on medications. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to rely on medications in order to live a normal life. And in fact, most of those medications, almost all of the medications out there, the pharmaceuticals, are causing some sort of harm to the body, whether that mm-hmm. is a nutrient depletion or creating some other imbalance within the body. Mm-hmm. So that's one of them. I did mention the other thing about the whole common concept, right? Like, if symptoms are coming up, this is a sign to the body. And don't let your doctor tell you that, like, don't let your doctor brush you off, basically. Mm-hmm. And don't let your doctor, if you are experiencing PMS or acne, it's like they want to give you birth control for that. Mm-hmm. They want to give you an antidepressant or anti-anxiety medication because you're feeling a little off. And that's always their first answer. And I can't tell you how many people I've worked with where their doctor literally told them, no, nutrition doesn't matter for this, whether it's an autoimmune disease or hormonal problems or whatever. Their doctors are like, no, that's not true. And I think that that's absolutely terrible that doctors are not taught this type of stuff. So mm-hmm. why should they be telling you pretty much information that they don't know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your own research, right? Listen to your mm-hmm. body. Okay. Any other things that you would like to, we're going to close up here in a minute. Any other things that you would like to share? Anything up for you that we missed?
Let's see. So I think since we're talking to your audience, and I know you talk a lot about the nervous system and mm-hmm. mental, emotional healing, that is such a big piece of your health. Like any of these symptoms, these autoimmune diseases, any of that is not only linked to the relationship stuff that you talk about, but mm-hmm. also your health. So it's mm-hmm. very important for so many areas of your life mm-hmm. to work on nervous system regulation, mm-hmm. emotional health, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like for you. That was a massive, massive piece to my mm-hmm. healing journey. Mm-hmm. And if our nervous system is in fight or flight all of the time, or even a shutdown state, our immune system is not operating. Mm-hmm. We're not digesting our food. We're mm-hmm. not absorbing our nutrients. Our health is not optimal. So very, very important. And I think everybody needs to look into that further. And then I would also say, just following up on the don't get obsessed with healing part, like make sure that you schedule in fun in your life, more joyful things, and don't be like focus on these things. Yes, it's important to heal, but it's also important to live your life to the fullest, no matter what stage you're at in that journey.
Again, throwing in that love and compassion. I love it. Nervous system, I think for me, is just, it's so foundational. And I think, you know, and I've seen just your journey just in general. And it is, you know, what's so funny is that even, you know, I've hit this baseline where I think it's almost back to like, you know, where it's supposed to be. You know, most of the time I'm calm and connected, which doesn't mean I go through fight or flight stages or shutdown stages. You know, something happened in my personal life yesterday where I just completely shut down. And that's okay. And I think just coming back to like whatever my regulated baseline is, but what I do notice is that, when I go in fight or flight, into the sympathetic nervous system, almost always now, the next day, I feel like I'm quote unquote getting sick, when I really, really know it was just like, you know, just like literally my nervous system was weakened. And then, you know, it just wasn't functioning properly. So it's really interesting to see that journey with me when I spent most of my life in a shutdown state, you know, other parts of my life in a fight or flight state. But it is like, for me, so it's like almost foundational for me. So thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, you are amazing. What are you working on right now, and where can people find you?
What am I working on right now? Well, I'm currently taking clients who are in search of putting their autoimmune diseases into remission, healing from mold illness, anything like that. That is a chronic problem, chronic health problem. And on the back end, I'm working on a special Lyme disease course for practitioners with an amazing doctor, one of the best Lyme disease doctors in the US. So that's a separate thing. And everybody can find me at Natural Health Rising pretty much everywhere. My podcast is the Natural Health Rising podcast, Natural Health Rising on TikTok, Instagram. I respond to all my messages on Instagram. So if anybody ever wants to reach out. And then I don't know if I sent you anything for your listeners, but if you'd like to offer them, I have a free plan. It's a 4-day plan. And if somebody's kind of wondering, like, what is it like to start to change my diet a little bit and start to dip your toe in the water of some natural holistic things, I have a 4-day energy reboot plan, which starts to ease you into a plan that can help reduce inflammation, increase energy, and increase overall wellness.
I love that. Well, I will link everything in the show notes. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. All right, my loves, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Rachel. Of course, as I do, I opened up new layers of vulnerability here on the show about my journey with avoidance, basically, with my body. My body and the health of my body is really kind of the last step and the last layer, I think, of my work, at least for now. And I know it's probably going to take a while, but having Rachel on the show was so amazing, because it really helped reinforce the processes that I've been going through. Also, her journey is incredible, and she does a lot of great work with her community and her family. Well, I think her family too. I don't know why I said family, but in herself. I think I'm talking, well, let me backtrack. So as of today, and I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but my family is going through a lot of health issues, actually. And a lot of it is really pinpointing, the lessons for me is really pinpointing the lack of not, and it's not even knowledge, but the lack of willingness to listen to ourselves and our body. I'll just leave it at that. I shared more today or yesterday, I think, on my Instagram, if you're open to that. I'm recording this or releasing this on November 29th, 2023. So I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but I really, you know, hope you enjoyed this conversation with Rachel. She's the first kind of functional practitioner or that type, type of person, type of coach I've had on this show. And I think that I've internally, if I look at myself, I think I've internally avoided having those conversations because I wasn't there yet emotionally in myself. But here I am with a safe person. And I hope you enjoyed the show. A few things before, just to close up. Don't forget that if you love the show, if you've been around for a while, if you're in the community, or if you're just here. You know, if it's your first time here, welcome. I really like to engage with my community. I make calls out to my community at least twice a month. If you want to hear from me, if you want me to give you like an actual phone call, pick up the phone and actually give you a call, I do that. I set time on my calendar to do that because it's so important for me to come out from behind the mic, behind the Instagram, behind all of the outward facing kind of walls, I guess you could say, and just connect with you. If you want to hear from me, DM me on Instagram, and I'll put you on my list to call the next time I make calls. Also, if you want to support the show, please feel free. there's a really easy way to support the show. You can click the link in the show notes. You can support the show by as little as 99 cents per month. It just helps with the energy exchange, me bringing great guests on. It helps with my support staff. So if you feel like that if, you know, working together isn't in your realm right now or your budget, and you would like to contribute to some of the work that I've been doing, that's a great way to do that. Again, you can click the link in the show notes to do that. Also, don't forget that if you are looking for extra support right now, if you're kind of at the point in your healing journey, where you're kind of maxed out, like you kind of know what you want, you know what you need, but that thing is not showing up in real life, then I would love to talk to you. If you know kind of all the tools, but your actions and behaviors and what's showing up for you in real life is not happening, that is where that I can come in, and I can be your facilitator to help you get to that next level. Please don't stop. Whatever you're doing, don't stop. Find support, because I think that's what you need at this point. If you want to connect, I'll put a link to a complimentary love audit in the show notes as well. You just go in there, click that link, click a time that would work for you, and fill out a few informational questions so I can know kind of what I can look forward to, and then we connect. I have programs that range anywhere from $47 a month up to $3,000 a month. And this is for men or women. I know I have quite a variety of people that listen to the show. So if you want to connect in that way, if you're looking for support or looking to see if what I offer might make sense for you, I would love to connect with you. Lastly, I want you to know that you are loved and you are supported. You're not alone. You don't have to do this alone. God has got you. I've got you. I'm sending you love and healing and all of the strength and courage that you need to do whatever it is that you're resisting. If there's one thing that I've learned in the last week or two with this thing happening with my family, is that the things that we are avoiding and that we are resisting will come back, and they will come back with a vengeance. So my call out to you right now is that thing that you're avoiding, that boundary that you're avoiding setting, that hard conversation that you're avoiding, find out and heal what it is that it is protecting you from. Because avoidance is not a bad thing. It's actually protecting you from something, pain or abandonment or something. And there's something in there. Find that thing, heal it, so you can stop avoiding what is next for you and your next growth and your next evolution. I hope that helps. I love you, and I'll see you next time.